This meeting is now being recorded.
Hello everyone, and on behalf of my co-chair Nigel Roberts and me, I'd like to welcome you all to the first call of the Cross-Community Working Group on Enhancing ICANN's Accountability Workstream 2 Human Rights Design Team. We are very happy you're all here on the call, and we'd like to kindly ask you whether you could mute your microphone when you are talking. Nigel, would you have some words of welcome and a short introduction from your side as other co-rapporteur?
Yes, thank you. I'd just like to welcome everybody to the call, and probably we'd like to check who's on the call.
Exactly. Let's start with the admin as per the agenda. Does anyone, we did not receive any absentees. Does anyone have a update to their statement of interest? No, there is not. And can we have a roll call for the people that are on the phone for the records?
Niall, this is Brenda. I apologize. Did you want a roll call for people on phone only?
I just wanted to make sure. Yes, please. So I thought that the people who are on the registered via the roll call, there are a roll call for people who are registered. They have their name, and the people that have that are on the phone, which could perhaps mention their name so that they get registered in the call logs as well. That's the procedure, if I'm right. Right, Brenda?
Yes. So if your phone number is listed, please announce your name for roll call purposes. Phone number ending in 4154 belongs to whom?
Hi, Brenda. David McCauley.
Thank you, David. And phone number ending in 0700? That line was muted. If you could unmute and announce your name, phone number ending in 0700. We have no response. And we also have a phone number. It looks like it's from Europe, ending in 2682. We'll announce your name, please.
Yeah,
according
me.
To the chat, sure. That is Nigel Roberts.
Thank you very much. We may continue.
Thank you very much, Brenda. And after this short part of administrivia, let's dive into the agenda. Does anyone have beforehand already have something to add to the agenda? Of course, we can also later add topics to any other business as point eight. So if not, we'll go ahead to the opening remarks. So welcome all to the Cross-Community Working Group Workstream 2 ICANN's Design Team on Human Rights, where we'll be working on developing the framework of interpretation of the human rights bylaw that has been developed during Workstream 1. I'd like to welcome all the new participants, as well as the people who have partaken in Workstream 1 and specifically also in Working Party 4. On the design of the bylaw. We are one of the different design teams working on the different topics, and we will try to coordinate with the other design teams where needed and report back regularly to the CCWG plenary. So the scope and the purpose of our work is developing the framework of interpretation for the human rights bylaw. And we've received a template for what that should look like, and that template you can find on the screen to have an executive summary with a description of the issue and a state of play, the recommendations for the CCWG and the rationale for that, and an assessment of the recommendations, especially where it meets the NTIA criteria and whether it's compliant with Workstream 1 recommendations. Then there are several proposed timelines. There are the simpler and the lighter topics that we could perhaps already agree by the beginning of next year, and the more complex topics that may continue up to the final agreement by the CCWG up to May, June 2017. It might be hard to now already say whether we are a simple or a lighter topic or a complex topic, but we can always aim to work as efficient as possible, but of course with ensuring that we hear everyone's voices and we come up with a good proposal, and then we go ahead. But let's really make sure that we do not go over the deadline that has been given to us by the CCWG. So the questions that we would need to answer in the framework of interpretation are specific parts of the bylaw that have been drafted. And we have highlighted specific parts of the human rights bylaw here that would need definitions, such as what are internationally recognized human rights, what does it mean to respect human rights, what does applicable law mean, what does it mean not to enforce, what does it mean not going out of ICANN scope, and perhaps any other part that we might be missing we might to interpret, might we need to explain in the framework of interpretation. Together with staff, we've also been able to set up a scoping document for this topic, to which several of you also have contributed, which gives us a scoping of which documents we will be basing ourselves on and what we refer, so we do not need to reinvent the wheel. So both content-wise, there are a lot of documents on which we can base ourselves, but also the CNS.
Have we lost Niels?
Hello, this is Nigel. Looks like we've lost Niels. Do we still have everybody else on the call?
Yes.
CCNSO has early on end date, and large part of people said that 1900 UTC would be best, and then most people agreed also it's on Tuesday. So for now, it might be a good you do not hear. Oh, I'm very sorry. Am I back now? Okay. Where did I lose you? In the previous one? Talking about the questions? End of page 6. So yeah, so we have the different questions that we need to answer, the different topics that are mentioned in the bylaw. We have a scoping document that refers to relevant documents on which we could base ourselves, both in terms of content, so the human rights frameworks, etc., but also the CCNSO has already developed a framework of interpretation, so we can also learn from that. But of course, if anything is missing, we can definitely add something here if needed. So then when it comes to the planning of our meetings and our working schedule, that we've had a doodle poll in which we talked about whether we would have a fixed date or a rotating call, and a very large majority of people said they preferred a fixed time and date, and they preferred 1900 hours UTC, and there was a slight preference of Tuesday over Thursday. So I propose we continue working like this, and we evaluate this towards the end of the year or in Hyderabad if needed. So to really come up with a work plan, we need to decide how, who, what, where, and when. We have suggested some steps, but perhaps it's first good to discuss the earlier slides on how to go forward. But some suggested steps on how we could go forward is that we first ensure that our background paper has all the relevant documents that we think we might need, and then we could start drafting the FOI based on the specific questions and concepts that we just drafted there, and see what the easy parts are that we could already present to the CCWG, and see what the contention parts are, which we will need to discuss and maybe get some external advice. So that was a rough overview of how the co-chairs think the work could go ahead. And I would now like to ask my other co-chair whether I might have missed some points, and then like to open the floor how people perceive this this work going ahead and the proposed structure of work. Nigel?
Yeah, my apologies. I'm on the phone connection, so I have to press star six, and it takes an inordinately long time to come back online. I take it I'm there now.
Yes, you are.
Good, good. Yeah, well, I'm happy with what you're proposing so far.
That's great. So now it would be great to open up the discussion to the other members and of the call to see how this Kapus, we do not hear you. You might be muted. Hello? Do you hear me?
Do you hear me, please?
Kapus, come on in. You're at the top
yes.
of the queue. Yes, we hear you, Kapus. Come on in.
Yeah, good evening. Oh, good day. I don't know. First of all, there
yes,
are
we hear you, Kapus. Come on in.
There's some noise from time to time. Sometimes your voice is interrupted. Sometimes your voice is comes and forth, back and forth. So is there a problem with your microphone, with your telephone, with your something? I don't know. And having said that, I wish you all the best. I have raised some questions, and I wish, if possible, some of those you have not answered yet, if possibly, your answer. I have a general statement. We should not be too much ambitious. We should limit ourselves to the human rights relating to the ICANN and Internet. As I mentioned in my email to Nigel, we are not General Assembly of United Nations. We should not discuss issues which does not have any relation with the Internet. So we should limit ourselves to that one, please. Thank you.
And the next one in the queue is Paul Toomey. Paul, please come in.
Thanks for that, Niels. And I must admit, I'm also having the same problem with your communications. It comes in and out a lot. I looking through the materials that are presently in the human rights issues paper in the Google Docs. I'm wondering whether there may not be a useful place for also members of the group putting down or recording if they wish to any concerns about unintended consequences. I know this tends to be a bit of a theme that I talk to, but I wonder if it's actually worthwhile, well, I think it would be worthwhile to put down, for some people at least, to put down on paper. These are the scenarios we worry about as to how it may work, which could just be end up, as we go through this process, tests. You know, they could end up being, okay, we've put a proposal here. Do we think there's any risk that these things we put forward are going to trigger the sorts of unintended consequences that, or the potential consequences that we know we don't want to trigger?
That is an excellent suggestion, Paul, and I think that could indeed also be part of the rationale for our recommendation, and I think we should definitely add drafting those to the work plan. So that would be, that's a great suggestion that I think we should take up.
And I just one additional thing, I think we should do that in a way, perhaps even in a timing, a drafting that, the sort of concerns members of the community have are rational, they're within the bounds of how in their community and ICANN's worked for 15 years or more. We don't want to have those sort of concerns somehow inflated by others as justifications as to why the IANA transition should not proceed, for instance. So I think it's an important thing for us to do. I just don't want it to be misinterpreted by others.
Yeah, I think that is duly noted, and I think that should be part of our work. Next in the queue is Lee Hibbert.
Hello, Niels, and hello, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Great, thank you. In terms of once the group has decided upon the scope, from my point of view, from the Council of Europe as an international intergovernmental organization dealing with human rights, I'm very much in touch with many of the other IGOs sort of in the internet ecosystem space. I'd be happy to try to collect relevant international law depending upon the decision on the scope of that. Also because we're doing that within the context of the GAC working group on human rights and international law. So it would be, you know, I'll be able to do that for both spaces. So if that's the wish, if that's the desire, I could help bring information to the group's work. Thank you.
I think that would be very much welcome, Lee. More information would definitely not hurt, so we can really come up, as Paul Tumi said before, come up with a really proper framework which is not open for too much interpretation. Thank you very much, Lee. That would be really great. Paul, I think that's an old hand, so I will go ahead with Tatiana.
Hello, everyone. Tatiana Tropina is speaking for the record. I would like to suggest that in addition to what Paul proposed, writing concerns in the document, maybe we can also write some points or record some points which we discussed and agreed upon in the work stream one, because it also might be helpful for the newcomers. I mean, not all of the discussions or, how to say, underlined arguments made it into the report. So maybe we can just, you know, outline some of the issues. Like, for example, be careful with RAGI principles. Don't cherry-pick human rights. So some basic things which we can discuss further and elaborate and so on. So just as an idea. And I don't know, do we want to write all these in this document which you shared, or shall we create an additional kind of discussion document so not to confuse everything? So, yeah, basically, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tatiana. And I think not all these discussions, I think it's better to keep the scoping background paper relatively short. And we already came up with some really great suggestions, among other things, by Paul. So I'd really like to have like a discussion on the list, so it's other people can follow the progress of the discussion there as well. But opening a Google Doc as our working document in which we record the history and things we really do intend that we do not want to happen. Getting them in a Google Doc would be really great. So if we could open that and share that on the list, I think that would be a great way forward. So thanks, Tatiana. The next in the queue is Marcus. Marcus, please go ahead.
Yes, hi, Niels, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you very well.
Okay, thanks. Great job, Dom. And as you know, I'm the board liaison, so I cannot speak on behalf of the board, but I have very much the reactions of the board in the back of my head. And what Paul said rang a chord, you know, what are the unintended consequences? And I think that will clearly be one of the main concerns of the ICANN board. It's great to agree on principles, but there may be some unintended consequences. But the in the lead up to this, I always advocated for a very narrow interpretation of human rights, essentially mainly focused on UDHR. But okay, we have what we have, and I just wonder now, essentially the industry standard is the Ruggie principles, and can we not take that as a baseline and see how it applies to ICANN? And also, I think it will facilitate my job taking back to the board, look, these are the Ruggie principles, and they are very solid, and there is a broad international consensus behind them. And I just wonder whether we could not focus our work a little bit more on how the Ruggie principles would relate to what we are trying to achieve. This is mainly a question, but I'm an eminently pragmatic person, and I think it might facilitate our work to base ourselves on what already exists. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Marcus. I think it would be great, in line with Paul's comment, that we could document the concerns of the board so that from an early point onwards, we take everyone's concerns and considerations into account. When it comes to the Ruggie principles, I think we will indeed have a discussion in which we will also discuss the Ruggie principles when we come to talk about what do we mean with internationally respected human rights and what are the applicable frameworks. So that's indeed a very good point for discussion. And as Tatiana mentioned, some of these parts have also already been discussed. So let's recap the discussion so that we all start from the same point. So that was a really great comment. Thank you very much. Cavus, I see your hand is up. Please come in.
Yes. First, on the last point that you made, that you said we have to document the concern of the board. I understand that you mean that we have to receive from the board their concern. It's good to receive it at the very beginning rather than at a very later stage. We don't want to have the same difficulty that we have in Worker Stream 1 with respect to other issues such as the type of membership. So we prefer to receive it as soon as possible if they can. But that does not limit them to not make any point later on. This is number one. Number two, I think we should be quite conscious that we don't have so much time to have an open-ended discussions. We need to be selective. What are the relevant issues in ICANN and Internet which directly related to the human rights? And we're not addressing any other things. And the third point is that we have spent considerable amount of time under Leon Sanchez, and some of those discussions are useful, at least to be picked up, documented, and not repeated. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Cavus. I am very happy that the opinions and the discussions seem to be converging when it comes to work that is going ahead. So if I may summarize, we have said that it's important that we document what might be risks and unintended consequences, and we want to document what was agreed and what the discussions were during work stream one. And this can then also work as a background document together with the scoping document for the people who just joined the discussion. So since we have weekly calls, I think this could be a nice bite-sized work for the coming week. Are there volunteers that would like to start work on this? Oh, I see I have a hand raised by Sungitu. Sungitu, please come in.
Oi, thank you. For the records, my name is Sungitu Ekdem. I think I have a little concern. I asked a question on the chat, some clarity on human rights, standards, principles, access, and quality, because this right seems not to be equity across jurisdiction. So why be human rights in another jurisdiction might not be another human rights in another jurisdiction? Could we not try to see how this will hover around human rights? Did you get me clear?
Yes, we got one. And I think that in the bylaw, it clearly outlines international human rights. So I think we will need to clearly look at what are the international documents and what are the international documents we want and can refer to in this work. So I think that is still very much up to discussion.
Okay, thank you.
So I see that there is a flurry of discussion in the chat that I did not follow completely. But first I would like to see if people could agree with the proposal I just made, that we would start to document with risks and unintended consequences and document what was agreed and what was discussed during work stream two. Is this something that people could see as something we would want to work on a coming week? And are there also volunteers who would like to lead this work? I see a few green marks. So could people use their green marks or red marks to say whether they agree with going ahead like this? Okay, that is great. Then that seems like work with which we could be going ahead. Then I will ask who would like to lead on the risks and unintended consequences. Tijani, I see your hand is up. Please come in.
Thank you very much. I am not volunteering. I want to make a comment. People spoke about we have to bring what we had in work stream two. What were the discussion in work stream two about human rights? I'd like to emphasize on the fact that we have only taken into consideration what is in the final report of the work stream one, not the broader discussion, because the broader, if we follow the broader discussion, we'll be lost, and we have a very tight timeline. So please, we will only take what is in the final report from the work stream one. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. So you think it would not be useful to have a look at discussions that we've had, because else I am afraid we might be repeating discussions that we have already had. So at least documenting them would be useful, I'd say, not necessarily say that they are normative for our process. Is that something you could live with?
Yes. Yes, very good.
Great. Thank you, Tijani. Paul, please come in.
Thanks, Niels. Having raised the issue, I should, of course, own it, so I'm happy to put my hand up to start the leadership on the unintended consequences. I suspect this is a piece of work which is a bit like a wiki in the sense that, I'll help you to put some first thoughts down and share, and then others, of course, will add and critique. But I'm happy to take the leadership if you like.
That would be really great, Paul. So perhaps you could start a discussion with an email to the list, and then perhaps open a Google Doc in which we could people could start adding text.
Okay,
and
that's fine.
Kafu's hand.
I just want to manage expectations. It's going to take me at least several days before I get the first comments out.
I think that's very much okay, Paul. And if other people have strong opinions on this, of course they can already share it on the mailing list, so we can jointly work on that document. Caboose, I see your hand is up. Please come in.
Yes, may you kindly clarify what do you mean by unintended consequences? This is a very general expression I have seen and heard many, many, many times. In what aspects, in what respect you are talking about unintended consequences of action of the board, of actions of any other people? What is in unintended consequences? Are you talking of the something that the people talking of the test or, I don't know, pressure test or whatever type of test? What is unintended consequences? Thank you.
Paul, since you brought this up, would you care to respond to the question of Caboose?
Thanks, Caboose. I think perhaps the better way to put it is some people at least sharing scenarios that they would be concerned may emerge from work, or they would say, here's a scenario and it really isn't in the best interest of the ICANN and the broader world and internet that this scenario emerge. My concerns are be very practical ones around operations of the root zone and things like that. I think you can't get the issue about consequences, unintended consequences, is you can never foresee all of them. But I think it's probably useful from the varied experience of this group, people may have other scenarios they're also concerned about. At least gives us a set of scenarios or tests that we can then use against our positive statements and say, is there anything here that, we need to put some boundary around or recognize as way we express it such that we don't end up with an outcome, potential outcome that we think could be harmful. So that's my thinking. I don't think there's any chance that you can write out all of the possible unintended consequences. As it applies to which part of the ICANN ecosystem, I will leave that to others to make decisions about what they're concerned about in the ecosystem. My ones will be more focused, I think, more on the practical running of the ANA functions and ensuring that the internet runs 7x24.
Perfect. That is very useful. Thank you. Thank you, Paul. So now, next in the queue is Jorge Cancio. Jorge, please come in.
Hello, everybody. Do you hear me?
I hear you very well, thank you.
Okay, hello, this is Jorge Cancio for the record. This is more a comment of procedure of about priorities with our work. I agree that we don't want to have unintended consequences, understanding that unintended is when we as a community consider some consequence as unintended, as not wanted. But I'm not sure whether we can do that exercise as a start, because at least my part of my Germanic part of my brain tells me that first we have to look into the elements of the commitment in the bylaw, which need interpretation in order to form the framework of interpretation. In defining that interpretation, we will see what we intend more specifically and what we may not intend. And I think that when we are at that level of specificity, when we are already talking about specific elements of interpretation of the commitment in the bylaws, we may also be more specific about what may come as an unforeseen or an unintended consequence. But to start this at the beginning, before we even start to talk about what needs to be interpreted in the commitment, is to me a bit to put the cart before the oxen, so something like that. Hope this helps. Thank you.
Thank you, Jorge. I think next in the queue is Paul McGrady. Paul.
Thank you, Paul McGrady here. Just to maybe counterbalance a bit what the other Paul has mentioned, you know, if ICANN were not under the belief that it will inherit policy functions as well as IANA functions after the transition, maybe we could limit this to root zone maintaining issues. But so long as ICANN retains its policy function, which could affect end users, then I think we have to, really refrain from picking which human rights win and lose and put them all in and do the balancing that some on the chat have suggested, but to essentially not have those human rights compete in the milieu of ideas here, I think, would be a mistake. If all ICANN were doing were root zone maintaining, none of us would be on this call. None of us were on the call for the first 25 years that, you know, people were root zone maintaining. It's when the policy function kicks in. That's where end user issues come up. So I would suggest a broad approach, bringing to the table all the ideas and dealing with all the human rights issues and attempting to balance the formula the correct way. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Next in the queue is Sonigitu.
Yes, I see coming back. For the record, my name is Sonigitu. I think I still have a little issue following up the non-intended consequences. Today, what are the existing international laws that bind the global citizen or all nations that currently are participating in this ICANN stakeholder governance? That's my question. Thank you.
Thank you, Sonigitu. I think the documents such as the Universal Declaration for Human Rights and several of the treaties that codify it into international law can be found in the scoping document that is referenced in the presentation. So I hope that clarifies your question and can also inspire our further discussion here. Next in line is Greg Shatton. Please, Greg, go ahead.
Thank you, Nils. Greg Shatton, for the record. Just thinking about some of the discussion earlier of unintended consequences and looking at kind of the basic definition that it's consequences other than those intended or planned for from purposeful action. I think as we look at the actions we intend to take, we need to look at the consequences both intended and if, you know, to the extent we can identify them, unintended, and so we can anticipate them. Caboose, could you go on mute while you're typing? Thank you. We can maintain a list pretty much rolling along. Obviously, we can't identify the unintended consequences until we identify the purposeful action. So there is an order there. But I think we can kind of, as John, I think LaPree has suggested, kind of keep a running list as we identify an intended action, a purposeful action. We can look at the unintended consequences. As someone once said, when you're up your ass in alligators, it's hard to remember that your intent was to drain the swamp. So, this is a situation where we have to look and identify the alligators that may come along. I would also, just as a general note, and I was a couple of minutes late but may have missed this, encourage everyone to read the scoping document carefully, because I think it does answer some of the questions that have been asked here. Clearly, we need to delve into them much more deeply, such as, what human rights are we referring to, and what documents, and what is the legal effect if those documents, in terms of hard law, soft law, international law, et cetera. But I think, starting from the baseline of the scoping document, which reflects both the work of Workstream 1 and some good work done in refining it after it was initially drafted, I think it will definitely help us as we go forward. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Greg, with that very concrete and intervention. And I can only echo Greg. Greg's comments that we could also take the coming week to have a look at that. Tatiana, you're next in line. Jorge, is that an old hand, or have I skipped you for a couple of times?
Tatiana Tropina is speaking for the record. I thought that we are arguing so much around this terminology, unintended consequences. Maybe we call this document like negative consequences or concerns, because, for example, what I'm going to write there about prohibition on protection and enforcement is rather referring to how to avoid negative consequences, like be they unintended or I don't know, surprising or whatever. I think that it's rather a concern position paper, not only unintended consequences, but any negative consequences possible. It doesn't matter how we name them. Let's just list our concerns there. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Tatiana. And I do think that I will hope to offer some convergence. I think it will really help our discussion if we have clear where we come from in terms of discussions, what we base ourselves upon when it comes to a knowledge outside of the ICANN sphere, but also what concerns people might have. And I think if we start mapping that early on in the process, that will really help our discussions and arguments in building and writing the work ahead. So I really hope that this can be a way forward, or at least something that we can try for a week and then see if that works. I see Nigel hands is up. Nigel, please come in.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be extremely brief, because I believe we will deal with this in detail in the section of applicable law, but Sonigita asked what international human rights bind the global citizen, if I remember the question correctly. The answer is none. That's a hard answer. I mean, that's an absolutely precise answer, because human rights define the relationship between the state and the individual, not between individuals. And since what's happening with ICANN is it's becoming an entirely private sector organization, it will have no formal obligations to respect human rights whatsoever unless or until we voluntarily, whether it's through the Ruggie principles or whether it's through our framework of interpretation or however we do it, explicitly adopt certain principles, such as, for example, the right to fair and impartial hearing and so on. Things that are pretty obvious that ICANN must and has to support to remain credible. But the literal answer to Sunagita's question is none at all.
Thank you for that intervention, Nigel. And I see Kafu's hand is up. Kafu's, please.
I'm sorry, I'm still not convinced about this term, unintended consequences. You can hide many things under this coverage, unintended consequences. You can reject an idea, or you can include something as a, I have no problem with a adverse effect. I have no problem with negative impact. I have no problem with positive impact. But unintended consequences, I'm sorry, I am not convinced of the argument given by people. I don't want to name them. Thank you.
Tatiana is proposing concerns, or so we don't even need to use that word if that is so problematic for you, Kavus. And then we can go ahead with that and volunteer to do this. There seems to be enough people who want to contribute to that, so that seems good. So I'd like to go to the discussion of the second part of the work that we agreed upon that we would do, and that is a documentation of what we agreed and what was discussed during Workstream 2. So, do we have, give us a short overview, or a bit less short overview of what things have been discussed? Sorry, I see that I was out and back in again. I'm very sorry. I'm in rural Mexico for work, so the connection is not as spotless here as I would like it to be. I'm very sorry. So I propose we would go ahead with the second part of our work that we agreed upon, and that was document what was agreed and what was discussed during Workstream 2. And I was looking for volunteers for that, and then I saw that Nigel Roberts and Kavus' hands were up. So Nigel, go ahead, and after that, Kavus.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Neil, that's just me failing to take it down.
So are you still not hearing me? Oh, those were old hands. So Megitu would like to volunteer. Are there other people that would like to help Songitu with working on that? Kavus, I see your hand is up. Please come in.
No, it was an old hand.
Okay, there was an old hand. So, so are there others who participated in Workstream 1 who would like to volunteer on this? I see Andrew Mack's hand is up. Andrew.
Sorry, I was trying to get you to clarify what you were looking for volunteers for. I didn't participate in Workstream 1, so I'm going to take my hand down. My apologies.
Okay. Oh, thanks, Andrew. So I was looking for volunteers for documenting the discussions and the agreements that were reached during Workstream 1. So both in the CCWG discussion as well as in the Working Party 4 discussion, to ensure that we can learn from those discussions and that we do not necessarily repeat those discussions here. Yeah, I see Tatiana is proposing that next to Songigitu, Greg, Tatiana, and myself, and David would volunteer. I would be very happy to do so. I'm not sure if Greg has been voluntold, and he seems to accept. And then I'm sure we can also get some input from David. That would be great. I see Greg's hand is also up, so please, Greg, go ahead.
That hand was just up to volunteer against my own better judgment, but since I was involved in documenting Workstream 1 while there, you know, I will turn from journalist, so to speak, to a historian for this particular purpose. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Greg, that you will be. That'd be great. Thank you very much. And Cavus, please go ahead. That wasn't all. I see Cavus is lowering his hand, so I see the hand of David McCauley. David, please come in.
Thank you, Niels. It's David McCauley, and I, seeing that the invitation from Tatiana, I'm certainly happy to agree, but I was just going to comment that the I missed some of what you were saying, Niels. You were going a little bit in and out, and if we are summarizing the work of Workstream 1 in this respect, the Annex 6, which is the work product of Workstream 1 on this issue, is very, very short. It's like a 5-page document, I think. It already does, I think, what you were asking us to volunteer for, or I've misunderstood what we're doing. But if there's volunteers needed, I'm happy to help the group that's already stood up. Thank you.
Thank you, David. I think the annex could very well be the starting page for this work, but there were also discussions and argumentations that an argument that we had for a very long time that did not make it into the final document that that would be useful for people to understand and to know, to ensure that all the people have joined us and will hopefully help us make this work a success, have not been privy to. So it might be good if we, as people who were active in Workstream 1, would give a bit of an overview of the discussions that were had, so that we can build on the shoulders of the giants that were in Workstream 1. And so we are almost at the full hour. We have two concrete tasks. We seem to have quite some agreement on the steps that we need to take and the very concrete steps that we will be working on until next week. So I think we can look back on a very productive first call. I am very sorry that some of the productivity might have been lower because of my bad connection. That is because I'm in rural Mexico for work. I'm very sorry. But I hope that next week I will be back at my own broadband connection in Amsterdam and smooth. If I see no hands and no points for any other business, I would like to... I see Tijani's hand is up. Tijani, please come in.
Thank you very much, Neil. Tijani speaking. I would like to ask you, please, to make use of the wiki rather than the Google Docs. The wiki is more is usable everywhere in the world. Google Docs cannot be used in some countries. So please use the wiki. It is better for me, for everyone, I think. I can use the Google Docs. It's not a problem for me, but I find it more more common for everyone. And this is a tool that I can provide us with. So I think we have to use it. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that comment, Tijani. There is only one issue, and that is that wikis do not offer collaborative editing synchronously. So you can only do asynchronous editing on wikis, and the comment function is also limited. But I also understand the limits of Google Docs. So I can do some work in analyzing what is possible, and then for next week I will propose some different alternatives that are possible. So we can discuss them on the call, what we will be using for collaborative editing and working documents, and how we go ahead with that. And then for this week we might be sticking with Google Docs. Is that something we could agree upon? And then I propose some alternatives next week.
Yes, thank you.
Excellent. Then on that note, I would like to end this call and thank you all very much for your participation. Looking forward to see you all on the list and on the call next week. If you have any questions, never always feel free to ping Nigel and me off list. Bye all.